Welcome to the Hunker Down Guide podcast. I'd like to welcome you. I'm Jamie Robe, your host. I'm the founder of HunkerDownGuide.com, where we talk about hurricane preparedness. And today is Tropical Thursday. I take one day a week and do a short video on what's happening in the tropics. And we are going to take a look at the Hunker Down Guide website. So just come to HunkerDownGuide.com at any time. You can check this out. If you're on a mobile device, it's going to look like this. There's on a laptop, you'll see a menu on the left. But we're going to go down to a hurricane tracking room down here. So in this area, I've compiled all the things that I like to look at during hurricane season. In the forecast part of the room here, we've got the very first thing. I just added this in. It's the Atlantic Tropical Weather Outlook and Discussion page, which is updated once an hour from the National Hurricane Center pages. And I just consolidate all of the text that they put out into one place, so it's easy to look up. But I'm clicking on it, and the banner there, Tropics Calm. We already have the 2 p.m. Weather outlook from the National Hurricane Center, and you can see the date here, July 9th. And this is for the North Atlantic, Caribbean Sea, and Gulf of Mexico. And we got tropical cyclone formation is not expected in the next 7 days. So that is really nice. Let's take a look at some of the other things out there and find out what's happening. We can, of course, always look at the 7-day graphical tropical weather outlook, and you can see that there's nothing out there that they're looking at right now. Of course, we do have the Pacific. There is some activity out here, but it looks like it's nothing is threatening Hawaii at this time. So again, if you pull up one of these maps and you want to see the source, just click at the bottom and it takes you to the website, and you can see we've got a 60% chance of cyclone formation in 7 days from this area south of Baja, California. And then we've got this other area, it's actually two areas. One has got a 60% chance. It's moving across the central Pacific, well south of the Hawaiian Islands, and so is this other area. So right now, we're looking good, but again, you can check these out for yourself at any time. And if we want to take a look at some of the more strategic things, let's look at the Global Tropics Hazard Outlook. This is coming from NOAA, and it is the whole world, so you can see this entire area here. And it goes further out in time. So we got, right now it's July 9th, but this is valid out all the way to July 28th. And you can see that in the Atlantic side over here, we have got a below average rainfall probability right now. And that's something we can look at on some other maps that we have. Let's see, let's go up to the maps, and let's take a look at the cyclone heat potential. And you can see it's really on this side, it is not super, there's no areas of this red high potential right now. And it looks like that El Nino in the Pacific is actually affecting and suppressing the activity over here in the Atlantic side, where most of us in the U.S. are concerned. There is a lot of precipitation, but it's all, you know, looked like it's in the eastern, southeast, and mid-east part of the U.S. Those are just some things we can look at. We can also look at the satellite imagery. Let's look at the Atlantic infrared and visible. And again, you can see that there's a lot of tropical or a lot of thunderstorm activity, but it's all over the land, and there's like almost virtually nothing out here in the Atlantic, the Gulf, the Caribbean, it's all just being suppressed by. I know there's a lot of Saharan dust coming across, and the El Nino is giving us so far in the first part of the hurricane season in 2026. It's giving us a kind of a break here in the U.S. So let's just cross our fingers and hope that this lasts for a while a bit longer. And of course, this is a perfect time to do preparation. I'm going to be coming out with a lot more episodes over the coming days about different simple steps that you can take to prepare. I just hope that you can use this time to get yourself and your family and your home all ready in case we do have something later. Remember, the hurricane season goes all the way to the end of November, and we are nowhere near the peak of it right now. So you can use this website at any time. And I have created this new weather outlook and discussion summary that I think is very handy to have. The National Hurricane Center is the main source of all tropical cyclone information. So, of course, we're always going to be pulling that up. And you can always link back and refer to the main site. So, with that, I'd just like to wish you all a great tropical Thursday.